KTDA, the elections of directors of 54 smallholder tea factories under the Kenya Tea Development Agency, KTDA, will be conducted on 28th of this month by the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, IEBC. This is the first time IEBC is set to oversee the polls at the Tea Board, where tea farmers across the country are set to participate in the highly charged elections. At Thamaita Tea Factory in Gachibu, Kirinyaga, clearance of those willing to vie for the position of director is ongoing until 14 June 11, 2024, when the full list of successful candidates will be availed. The IEBC returning officer in the factory, Charles Maynor, said the commission is going to manage and conduct the exercise, as well as appoint the counting clerks in all the poll centers. While issuing nomination certificates to the first cleared group, he warned against going against the set regulations, as it will attract a fine, disqualification or both, as guided by a manual of elections released by TBK. Any candidate who goes against the rule will face the set penalties, including disqualification or both. We can also bar him, her on campaigning for 5 days. IEBC officials: Charles Maynor clears one of the candidates at Thamaita Tea Factory. He added that they will closely monitor campaign activities to ensure every law is adhered to. Mr. Maynor added that the Ministry of Interior and National Administration offices will provide adequate security in all polling centers to ensure law and order were maintained. The voting exercise will be through a secret ballot system based on the one grower, one vote principle, where a farmer will get an equal voting stake. The previous voting system was based on the number of shares a tea farmer had, an issue which many farmers claimed favored those with big farms and many shares. Richard Magu, incumbent director, expressed his happiness on allowing IEBC to conduct this year's KTDA election, as it will reduce biasness and improve credibility. He noted the tea sector is doing well nowadays and farmers should get a leader they deserve. He argued the court's cases have been putting farmers into unnecessary loss, as there is used to settle cases which were of no benefit. We are happy this time the IEBC is conducting our elections. It will be free and fair, and the farmers will get their leader of choice. During the voting date, a voter shall present a national ID or passport, pay slips for green leaf delivery for any 2 months in the 12-month period preceding the date of the election for the verification purposes. The eligible persons were also informed that besides signing contracts with individual factories for the conduct of election for its directors, IEBC will also handle dispute resolution functions emerging from the process. The elections follow a court directive issued on April 11, 2024, which came after Wrangell's pitting KTDA against former directors, hence delaying the elections by at least 1 year,